This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. It came as the insurgent group presses ahead with an offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. 2 rockets launched from Lebanon Wednesday struck Israel, which responded with several rounds of artillery fire amid heightened regional tensions over an alleged Iranian attack on an oil tanker in the Gulf last week. Israel's National Ambulance Service said there were no casualties on the Israeli side of the hilly frontier, where the rockets ignited a brush fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket strike launched from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off the Gulf of Oman in the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for last week's drone attack on the Mercer Street tanker that killed 2 people. The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. A Munich to Prague express train ran through a stop signal and collided with a local commuter service in the Czech Republic Wednesday, leaving 3 people dead, including both train drivers, authorities said. 8 passengers were seriously injured, and several were taken by helicopter to the hospital from the crash site near a western Czech village, according to the Regional Rescue Service. About 50 passengers in all.